Now, ceramics were discovered, I think, round about the early 80s with a strange characteristic where they showed virtually no resistance above 77 Kelvin. Now, this is a very high temperature to show what we call superconducting behavior. This little picture over here, there's one of these ceramics which has been cooled in liquid nitrogen. The current is not dissipating out of this thing, and so it's able to maintain such a high current it's built up a substantial magnetic field which is repelling this little magnet sitting above it, and this big air gap here is a result of the strength of the magnetic field coming out of that superconducting ceramic. Now this is the classic textbook example, the transition temperature, where it shows zero resistance is 95 Kelvin, which is a really quite a high sort of a temperature. 77 Kelvin is the interesting temperature because that's where liquid nitrogen becomes available to use as a coolant. And liquid nitrogen is a very cheap coolant. Below that, lots and lots of things superconduct, but you have to use liquid helium. And liquid helium is a very expensive coolant. So this is why people were very interested when they found these ceramics that superconducted above 77 Kelvin. So here's our picture of the structure. This one then is an ionic material, as I indicated before, so it's an ionic crystalline material. The copper is the thing of interest, which is sitting inside these layers here, so it's the brownie coppery shaped balls here. We're focusing in on the d electrons, and those d electrons then are able to conduct in the layers. Now, the conductivity in the layers then is very, very high. If we're able to use very cheap nitrogen to bring about the superconductivity here, and the materials that are used are not too expensive. Now, I'm not sure actually the price of this beast to put it into the bulk phase, but certainly the barium and the copper are not expensive. If you can make power lines out of this, then recently they've upgraded the power lines in Cairns, and the savings to the people making the power are absolutely mind-boggling. I think they've cut their power costs into Cairns by 50% just due to the line losses that were present in the old power lines. Now, at the moment, they have got a massive amount of loss between where the coal-fired power stations are in Cairns. So if they could put in superconducting power lines and get no line loss, then, you know, they'd save 10 times as much again. So that's why there's such a big imperative on to find superconducting ceramics. But so far, there's only sort of experimental stuff operating. So here's a picture of a train from Japan. And this thing here is a picture of the magnets sitting at the bottom. And these magnets then are superconducting magnets that allow this thing to levitate above the track. So then obviously your friction is down to nothing when you're just flying above the track. So these things, there are experimental units out